And if you want to check out the A-list, just go to allthewsphoenixfm.com and you can find plenty more music. And talking about fantastic music, I'm joined by Brighton-based singer-songwriter. He's also a life coach. He's called Son of the Skies, and he's going to be talking about his debut release, which is called Sweetest Song. And he's currently in Johannesburg at the moment. So good morning, good afternoon?
I don't know. I think it's the afternoon. Yeah, it's 12:30 here.
All right, okay.
How's it going?
Just checking. Before we talk about the track, Sweetest Song, which is your debut release, you grew up in Brighton, which is really renowned for being the home of creativity. So when did you first discover music and who were the people you were listening to?
Yeah, I mean, Brighton's a really amazing place. Incredibly quirky, incredibly creative, but I think my music really comes from my relationship with my dad. I think from a very small kid, much like my little boy now, I watched my dad play guitar, you know, and I was always fascinated by the guitar, and I'd always be going up to it and trying to strum it before I could even pick it up. Once I got to about 9, I started playing, but I always spent so much time in the car with my dad. He traveled around a lot for business, and I'd go with him, and we just listened to endless albums, endless music, and I kind of got my education and immersion into different music genres and types through my relationship with my dad and just traveling in his car and stuff. And as soon as I was kind of old enough to really get into playing guitar, that's kind of when it all started for me in terms of becoming a musician. I didn't actually end up really going for it until a little bit later than a lot of people. You know, I was like 16, 17 when I really got serious about playing guitar. And by that point, I wouldn't go anywhere without it being strapped to me. And I did a degree when I was 19 at Brighton Institute of Modern Music and Sussex University. Mm. So yeah, it's been a journey. And Brighton's had a big role in that, in the amazing music scene and the availability of colleges there for music, and then like the array of venues. I've gigged all over Brighton, and that's really been my musical education, you know, growing up in Brighton.
Brighton is amazing. If you haven't been, if you're out there listening, you've not been to Brighton, get down there, because it's amazing, especially when it's fully open again. Obviously, at the moment, we're still in the pandemic, and everything's opening slowly, and it's been a really difficult time for a lot of musicians. Now, besides doing your music, and before we talk about your songwriting, you also kind of do some work as a life coach as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do. I do kind of coaching stuff. I've been doing that for quite some time. You know, I was teaching guitar for a number of years. Once I finished uni, I got into teaching, and I taught for years. And I did okay. You know, I built a business, and it was kind of comfortable. But I kind of got to a point where it was. I realized that I kind of settled for being a guitar teacher rather than actually pursuing what I wanted to do. I was kind of thinking, well, I need to do something else. I didn't really know how I'd go around making money any other way in music. So I thought, oh, I'll retrain in something. And I'd had my fair share of adversity growing up, and like difficult emotional issues and anxiety, and that manifested in sort of like difficult behavioural problems. I, you know, being, there were lots of drugs around and drinking, and I kind of got into that kind of scene, and it left me in a bit of a difficult space. And so I kind of sought to improve my emotional well-being. And as I did this, and I got better, and my life started to turn around, and I started to feel better about myself. Maybe this is what I'll do. And I kind of got into various different modalities and techniques to help other people find kind of fulfillment inside of themselves rather than external fulfillment that we seek inside of people, places, things, addictions, etc.
Yeah.
And I kind of went on that journey, and the more people I helped, the more I helped myself, and it kind of snowballed.
Yeah.
To the point where I realized that actually, as much as I loved it, helping people, and I love that work, that actually at my mission, and at the moment I'm kind of on this journey where I'm stepping more into my expression as a songwriter and bringing my music out. And as I do that, I'm looking to see how I can incorporate the work that I've been doing in helping people with music. Mm-hmm. And that's been like a real eye opener. It's like, I don't just have to be one or the other. I can be both, and I can do it all.
Yeah. How did you come up with the name Son of the Skies?
I can't hear you, Michelle.
Sorry,
the line's completely gone.
That's okay. Can you hear me now? Is that okay?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
I was just saying, how did you come up with your name, Son of the Skies? I think I probably know, but for everybody else.
Well, it's funny, right? About 5 years ago, I was jamming with a friend. We were as a band, you know, I'd written all these songs. I've got a huge backlog of songs. And we were kind of just jamming. And I, you know, think of Son of the Skies, I think of like, the kind of like the endless possibilities when we reach for the skies instead of settling, or when, you know, if we really dare to dream. Mm. If we, you know, as children, I always think that, you know, we have vision, we have dreams, and we think that anything's possible. And you know, you see kids pretending to be superheroes, and they're pretending to be astronauts, and they're pretending to do all these incredible things. They're not sitting down pretending to be accountants, you know? They're not sitting down pretending to do jobs. Do you know what I mean? Like, we really dream big and think like anything's possible. And that's really what Son of the Skies is. It's about, we came up with the name because it really reflects that innocence of the child reaching up for what's possible and really dreaming instead of settling for the stuff that we're kind of taught is safe. But ultimately, you know, like being a guitar teacher, it was safe.
Mm.
And I could do it, but ultimately it was lead anywhere, never going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to live the rest of my life that way. And Son of the Skies kind of reflects that journey of me stepping into the back, actually returning back to that innocent little boy who wants to live his dreams.
Now, talking about innocent little boys, you are over in Johannesburg at the moment. So you've released your debut, which we're going to play at the end, which is Sweetest Song. But you're over there on an artist development trip, aren't you? So what's been happening so far?
Yeah. Oh, it's been amazing. We're staying with a couple who are incredible artists. There's a guy, Yaniso Zedze. He is. He just starred as Simba in Beyonce's Black Is King.
Oh, right.
And he's doing big things in the acting world. And he's going to be a big name in Hollywood. I have absolutely no doubt. You know, big things are happening for him. And we're lucky enough to be friends with him and his wife. And they've invited us to stay in their house in Johannesburg. And they're kind of helping us make our dreams happen. I recorded Sweetest Song music video whilst here. I took an EP, like five tracks worth of material here. I've recorded two music videos so far. I'm recording two more in the next 2 weeks. They've also introduced me to a whole array of incredible musicians over here, and I've written five more songs on the journey to coming here, literally in the months leading up to coming here.
Yeah.
That I'm going to be taking into the studio in 2 weeks. They're setting me up with all the right session players, and I'm going to be recording a second EP in 2 weeks with all new tracks, and I'm going to be making another two or three videos for that for the songs.
Yep.
But I'm going to be recording.
Wow.
So basically, they're saying, and at the same time, that they're creating all of the visuals around it. I've had photo shoots. I've got websites being created, being made. My social media is being streamlined. I'm doing live videos. I'm creating content. And it's a really immersive process in learning how to turn my music into something that is marketable, but also like making it visual, bringing in of self-discovery and my personal development into a story in terms of like visual storytelling, which is what these guys specialize in. You know, it's, that's essentially what Black is King in. It's an incredible story of becoming a man. And actually my EP is called King. My new one that I'm going to be recording is called King. Right. And there's been many inside of that. You know, I'm a big advocate for men's mental and emotional well-being. And being a king is really being a master of your emotions, being able to ask for help, being able to express, being able to talk about how you're feeling about what's going on, and being able to hold that for other people. And that's kind of a journey I've been on, and that's what I'm looking to create, a visual representation of that journey here too.
It sounds absolutely amazing, and I'm really looking forward to the EP. When I heard the Sweetest Song, it's just such a gloriously beautiful track. Tell everybody about it, Sweetest Song. That's the debut. Tell us about it.
Okay, Sweetest Song is literally what I've been talking about. It is a very, very beautiful, sweet, heartfelt, innocent, open, childlike expression. And it's incredibly deep. I wrote it just what I started getting into the sort of the kind of healing aspect of my life. You know, when it was at the very, very, I wrote it at the very, very end and the beginning of an old life and a new life, where I had just broken up with a woman who, it was quite a toxic relationship on both sides. It was quite emotionally abusive, not physically, but emotionally. We weren't great together. There was a lot of unexpressed stuff going on inside of our relationship, and a lot of feelings that weren't acknowledged on both parts. And I didn't know how to communicate what I wanted or what I didn't want to be in the relationship anymore. But rather than actually say that, I actually went and cheated on this woman and had to confess afterwards. It was a really awful, probably one of the worst. It was probably the worst thing I ever did in the worst period of time in my life. Loads of addiction issues, but it was the catalyst for change. And the song is about forgiveness. And the first line is, "I wish I could tell you I'm sorry." And I'm really asking her for forgiveness, you know, but on a deeper level, I'm kind of asking myself for forgiveness, because it was such a horrific time. And I realized as I journeyed further down the road into, you know, doing therapy and stopping taking substances and starting to sort my life out, that I it was really myself I needed to forgive for all of that stuff, and for all of the past and all of the, you know, the experiences I had that I believed I wasn't lovable, or I wasn't good enough, or that, you know, my opinions and my voice didn't really matter. And the more I brought love to myself and healing to those parts of myself, the more I was able to accept me to being on this journey now, where I'm finally bringing this song out, having kind of come full circle. So the song has been a huge vehicle for me, A, for my self-discovery, B, for my own forgiveness, and for my rise into someone who is actually living a very sort of much more grounded and happy and fulfilling experience of life now, you know, with the family, and it's, that's kind of the journey of this song. It's really, really powerful, really beautiful, and at the same time it's catchy and uplifting and happy and but deep. And I think that's kind of what I want to be bringing with all my music.
Now, if people want to find out more, it's Son of the Skies. You're on all social media. As you said, you've got your new website coming up. The EP King will be out a little bit later in the year. So we're going to end with the song, Sweetest Song. Love to Abby, love to Leo and yourself. Keep enjoying yourselves. Keep doing all the great music and everything else. And we'll see you in a couple of months when you're back in the UK.
Lots of love. Thank you.
Take care, my love. Bye-bye. Bye. That was Son of the Skies. This is a fantastic track. It's called Sweetest Song. Here it is.
I wish I could tell you I'm sorry. I wish I could tell you why you threw it all away. I wish I could tell you, don't worry. tears from my soul.